In 2011, the FAO Committee on Fisheries called for the development of voluntary guidelines for securing sustainable small-scale fisheries. Small-scale fisheries represents 90% of the world's fishers and a valuable source of animal protein for billions of people worldwide. The guidelines address the social, economic, and cultural needs of fishing communities while promoting responsible fisheries management, focusing on the needs of developing countries. To give us a better sense of what these guidelines mean to the fisheries sectors in developing countries, joining me is Ms. Franz from FAO's Fisheries and Aquaculture Department at FAO headquarters in Rome. Ms. Franz, thank you for joining me.
Hello. Thank you for inviting me.
First off, why were these guidelines developed?
Small-scale fisheries play a very important role in terms of food security and also poverty alleviation, and there's an increasing global recognition of this role. So there has been also through the action led by civil society organizations, there has been a push also in COFI to recognize this at a global scale by developing an international instrument that provides a framework for the development of the sector and that will complement the Code of Conduct for Responsible Fisheries.
And why are they necessary?
These guidelines they highlight the difficult situations that small-scale fisheries are in, the constraints under which they are working in terms, for instance, of access to the resources, of also access to basic social services. So it's a necessary instrument in order to join, to bring together the socio-economic development and the ecological sustainable resource use in small-scale fisheries.
These guidelines are framed around the premise that small-scale fishers are key contributors to alleviating poverty and strengthening food security. Explain how they are.
Small-scale fisheries employ about 90% of the global capture fishers. So they provide a very important basis for the livelihood of these people, but not only directly for the people employed in the sector, but also for all the people employed upstream and downstream in small-scale fisheries, plus for their families and their communities. So it's a huge amount of people that live on small-scale fisheries, so it's important in terms of providing the livelihoods, in terms of employment, in terms of income. But small-scale fisheries also makes a huge contribution to food and nutrition security, be it in the form of direct consumption, in the case of some small-scale fishing communities that provide the food for themselves, be it also for the provision or supply of fish to domestic and also to international markets. So they also can play an important role, for instance, in the national economies, as for some countries, also the product from small-scale fisheries is exported, and that contributes also to generating foreign currency for the country.
Now that the committee has endorsed these guidelines, what should we expect?
Well, FAO will maintain the participatory and consensus-seeking process and approach that was the guiding principle of the development of the text of the guidelines also, which included the involvement of governments, of civil society, of NGOs, of academia. So we foresee that this development process will be continued also now that we are going into the implementation phase. So the next step will be to finalize a global assistance program to implement these guidelines. This will be, again, a longer consultation process. And the immediate actions in relation to this global assistance program implementation will then include awareness-raising activities and the sensibilization of partners at all levels in the government, with civil societies, NGOs, and other partners.
Would you describe these guidelines as having more of a people-centered approach or more of like a policy-based approach?
Yeah, the guidelines also have taken a human rights-based approach as a key guiding principle. So what we expect also from these guidelines is that they will allow the small-scale fisheries actors to actually know the existing rights, to claim those rights and to realize those rights. And through this, then be able to make a full contribution to poverty eradication and food security and nutrition.
Why is this important?
It's important because it's the only way through which the stakeholders in the small-scale fisheries sector can actually take charge of their own development and not be just receiving aid, but being enabled to taking their own decisions and being part of processes that are important and key for their livelihoods.
Ms. Franz, thank you.
Thank you.